The U.S. Agricultural Export Development Council, a Washington, D.C.-based organization made up of commodity trade associations, farmer cooperatives, and state and regional trade groups that export a variety of U.S. agricultural products around the world, recently elected Greg Haynes as its chairman. U.S. Meat Export Federation Director of Communications Ralph Luce has this report.
Greg Haynes, U.S. Meat Export Federation Assistant Vice President for International Marketing and Programs, was recently elected chairman of the U.S. Agricultural Export Development Council. As chairman, Haynes will work with members to develop unified messages to the USDA Foreign Agricultural Service and to promote programs that benefit ag exports, including the USDA Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program. In this USMEF report, Haynes explains why his election comes at a very crucial time for U.S. agricultural exports.
One of the biggest challenges we face now, obviously, is the Farm Bill that will be coming up next year. Both the MAP FMD and then the other programs that the cooperators use are all part of this, part of the Farm Bill. So with the current mood in Washington and the moves towards more budget cuts and reductions in programs, this is going to be a very important time for us to make sure that we can get the funding for these programs that we need and demonstrate the impact that they have to not only the ag community, but I think also to the general economy as a whole. So that will really be, I think, one of the key focuses that we're going to be having over the next year or so will be that push to get the farm bills approved.
Haynes says USAEDC is not only working to protect key USDA programs from cuts in the new Farm Bill, but actually hoping to boost funding.
The program funding hasn't changed since, I think, 1994 for these programs. So really, just that loss of the impact of the programs just to inflation is huge. So there is also an effort to try and increase funding to these programs. So that's a double challenge for us in an environment where they're looking to not only cut programs but get rid of them, but if we're trying to increase them, that's going to be a big push for the organization and all the members involved.
For more information, please visit www.usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.